And now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday, the 25th of October, 2024. There are warnings of gales in Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Shannon, Rockall, Mallon, Bailey, Faroes, and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Sole 996, slow moving, filling 998 by 1800 Friday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira. Southerly 5 to 7, becoming variable 3, then southerly 4 or 5 later. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. South 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 for a time. Occasional drizzle, fog patches developing. Moderate, or good, occasionally very poor. Fisher, German Bight. Southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Humber. Southeast 3 to 5. Drizzle, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Thames, Dover. Southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers later, moderate or good. Wight, Portland. South 4 to 6, rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth. Southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 in far northwest, showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, South Fitzroy. Cyclonic, becoming northwesterly 4 to 6, showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. North Fitzroy. Westerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 and far north, rain or thundery showers, moderate, occasionally poor. Sole. Cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first, decreasing 6 at times later. Thundery rain, moderate or poor. Lundy Fastnet. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea. Southeast 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon. North or northwest, gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 5 to 7 later. Rain, moderate or poor. North Rockall. Northwesterly, backing southwesterly 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. South Rockall, Mallon. Northerly or northeasterly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in South Rockall, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, Southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in Hebrides and Fair Isle, becoming southerly or southwesterly, 6 to gale 8 in Bailey, Faroes, and Southeast Iceland. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300 on the 24th of October. Tyree, automatic, north by east, 6, rain, 2 miles, 1,010, rising. Stornoway, northwest, 1, slight drizzle, 7 miles, 1,012, rising more slowly. Wick, automatic, south by west, 4, 7 miles, 1,010, rising slowly. Aberdeen, south-southwest, 3, 5 miles, 1,013, rising slowly. Lucas, south-southeast, 3, 12 miles, 1,012, now rising. Boomer, south-southeast, 2, mist, 3 miles, 1,013, now rising. Bridlington, south-southeast, 5, 1,014, falling slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel, automatic, south-east, 4, 5 miles, 1,016. St. Catherine's Point, automatic. East-northeast, 4, 1,012, falling slowly. Jersey, south by east, 4, 9 miles, 1,012, now rising. Channel light vessel, automatic, southeast by south, 5, 1,011. Scilly, automatic, south, 7, recent rain, 8 miles, 1,004, falling slowly. Milford Haven, southeast by east, 5, slight rain, 2 miles, 1,006, falling slowly. Aberporth, southeast, 5, slight drizzle, 5 miles, 1,006, now rising. Valley, southeast by south, 4, 19 miles, 1,008, falling more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southeast by east, 3, 13 miles, 1,011, falling slowly. Valentia, north by east, 6, slight rain, 2 miles, 1,000, now rising. Ronald's Way, east-southeast, 5, 7 miles, 1,009, falling more slowly. Malin Head, east-northeast, 2, 15 miles, 1,008, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, southeast, 5, 14 miles, 1,009, falling slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday the 24th of October. The general situation. Low pressure just to the southwest of the United Kingdom will bring some rain and showers to many areas, along with strong winds across more western waters on Friday, and a risk of gales for the far southwest. This low will gradually fill, but further fronts will move into the northwest on Saturday as a strong, mainly westerly flow develops across the inshore waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northeast 2 or 3, veering south or southeast 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain and fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches developing. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southeast 3 or 4. Drizzle and fog patches for a time. Good, becoming moderate to very poor for a time. Gibraltar Point to Northmorland. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, decreasing 2 or times later. Occasional drizzle for a time, fog patches for a time in north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in north. Northmorland to Selsey Bill. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly later, 3 to 5, rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. South or southeast, veering southwest later, 4 to 6, rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southerly or southeasterly, becoming cyclonic for a time, 4 or 5, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 and west. Rain, then showers, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southerly or southeasterly, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 and west. Rain, then showers, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. East or southeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, increasing 7 at times later near St. David's Head. Rain, showers later, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Easterly or southeasterly, 4 to 6, backing northeasterly, 3 to 5 for a time in north. Rain at times, fair later, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. East or southeast, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering south later. Fair, then occasional rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southeasterly, backing easterly or northeasterly for a time, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 and south. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. southeasterly, backing easterly or northeasterly for a time, 3 to 5. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northeasterly, 5 to 7 at first and northwest, otherwise southeasterly, backing easterly or northeasterly for a time, 3 to 5. Rain at times, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northerly or northeasterly, 4 to 6 until later and south, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly, 3 to 5 for a time. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, cyclonic 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south 5 or 6 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping forecast, and that's it indeed for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of my colleague Neil Nunes in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan, here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihua.
It's midnight GMT. You're listening to Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. We are, as always, connecting those time zones. We're in two of the world's great economies, the United States and India as well. And we're going to be focusing on the issue of immigration. It's a big political issue. It's a big economic issue. And Canada has changed its policy on it.
Immigration is essential for Canada's future, but it must be controlled and it must be sustainable. With today's annual immigration plan, that is precisely what we're doing.
We're going to hear from some businesses, though, who say that's going to be bad for its economy.
There are many sectors in the economy and many regions within the country that do struggle with labor challenges. So, yeah, significant challenges for businesses.
That's Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. First, though, let's get you the very latest world news.
Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. The district attorney in Los Angeles has said that two brothers, Eric and Lyle Menendez, should be resentenced over the killing of their parents in their Beverly Hills home in 1989. At their original trial, the brothers admitted shooting their parents, but said they had feared that they were about to be killed themselves to keep their father's sexual molestation a secret. Here's Peter Bowes.
Their defence was that they, the two men, young men, had feared for their lives after years of sexual abuse by their father. However, the jurors couldn't agree on a verdict. There was a second trial when much of that evidence pointing to abuse, physical and sexual, was left out, and they were convicted. The jurors were unanimous and they were sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole.
The district attorney's ruling could now lead to their release on parole after nearly three decades in prison. The United Nations has warned that the world is on course for what it calls catastrophic climate change unless the global community makes massive efforts to limit carbon emissions. The warning by the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres comes just ahead of next month's climate summit in Azerbaijan.
The message of today's emissions gap report is clear. We are teetering on a planetary tightrope. Either leaders bridge the emissions gap or we plunge headlong into climate disaster with the poorest and most vulnerable suffering the most. This report shows annual greenhouse gas emissions at an all-time high, rising 1.3% last year.
The UN Secretary General has also told President Vladimir Putin that Russia's invasion of Ukraine violated international law and the UN Charter. The two men met at the BRICS summit in the Russian city of Kazan. The BBC's Russia